Here at LaSalle Station, we are at the site of great things ahead. With the strong commitment of our partners in the community and our partners in government, there are big things in store for the LaSalle Station here, right on Main Street, right in the heart of the city of Buffalo. I want to thank University District Council Member Rashid Wyatt, my great friend and a wonderful leader in our community, for being here and who will say a few words shortly. Also, I want to express my gratitude to the NFTA for their leadership under Executive Director Kim Minkle. Today, we're joined by Darren Kempner, the Director of Grants and Development, who will also be hearing from. Today, I'm proud to announce $625,000 in federal funding for the transit-oriented development here at LaSalle Station and the DL&W Station down at Canalside, where work is already underway to extend the Metro Rail into the ground floor at DL&W Terminal. This project is one of only 45 in the entire country to receive this award of funding that's going to help to transform our community and really help to invigorate the momentum here in the University District, the goal of which is to advance transit-oriented development around transit stations and ultimately for the residents here, improve the quality of life. It's going to make our neighborhood here even more walkable and livable. It's going to make it stronger for the residents in the community. For adjacent communities, it's going to bring greater access to jobs and opportunities. And for drivers, it's going to reduce congestion and cut down on commute times. And critically, this project is going to help to create 300 new affordable housing units. So in other words, this is investment in people. It's an investment in families that are looking to put down roots in our community, put down roots in this wonderful neighborhood in the community, in the University District. Whether it comes to access to good paying jobs or having multiple transportation options or being near vibrant restaurants and shops, this funding is going to help to grow our community. It's going to help to create the vision for the future in the University District, and it's all going to be resident and community driven. Providing new and affordable housing in the community is going to set people on a path to thrive and remain right here in Buffalo, that we know is critically important to growing our economy and continuing to improve on the revitalization efforts here in the city of Buffalo and throughout Western New York. So this funding is important to support the NFTA, the city of Buffalo, as they continue to move forward and make community-driven projects that are holistic in nature, residentially focused, transportation focused, and focused on the quality of life for the residents that live here, the center of the project's growth and opportunity that's going to make our community stronger on every side of the project. So with that said, I'm going to introduce the wonderful leader of the University District here in the city of Buffalo, Councilmember Rashid Wyatt.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. And I'm so grateful for our friendship. In the Senate, he delivered and he continues to deliver as a congressman. And that's truly important to me in this community. And so I thank you, Congressman, for your continued efforts in assisting us in rebuilding and building our community. This is a tremendous project and will help go a long way to building this hub in this area. As you can see, there's a number of developments, departments at the rails, right at University, at Main and Hurdle. We have the Thomas Smith multi-use facility that will be going up very shortly, that's happening right now. And we have this particular development, the LaSalle development, that I'm really happy to hear how much community engagement is happening with it. As I talked to the representative from NFTA, and they talked about the funds for this is going to help them in additional community engagement. That's really important to me. So many times we have projects that happen in neighborhoods and the community's input is not sought. This is not the same situation here. And so I thank the NFTA and the congressman for what they're doing to make sure community engagement is at the center of this activity. Because at the end of the day, if we want quality, affordable things in our neighborhoods, we have to talk to the people who will be utilizing them. And so I'm really excited about the 300 apartments that's going to be built here, as well as the commercial infrastructure that's going to happen for small businesses, hopefully. But again, right across the street from Wayne Price Parkway, we have the Independent Living Center right here. That's a major hub in this community. So all these parties will have play a role in making this happen and making it be what we need it to be for the people who live here. So again, Congressman, thank you again for hitting another home run, and NFT for your partnership in the city of Buffalo for looking and making certain that we look out for the least of these in our community. Thank you. With that being said, I want to introduce.
It's all good. Next up, we're going to introduce Darren Kepner, again, head of grants and development here. He'll talk about some of the details of the vision forward for this public-private partnership here with the NFTA, with the City of Buffalo, with the university residents here in the community. Darren, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman, for your leadership and support. And thank you, Councilmember, for your work on this project. The transit facility that makes this transit-oriented development possible is, of course, NFTA Metrorail. A few short years ago, NFTA Metrorail faced a lot of challenges. Years of inadequate funding led to rusty cars, broken escalators, and unreliable service. Congressman Kennedy is the principal architect of the $100 million five-year investment in repairing NFTA Metrorail, with an additional investment of $26 million in the sixth current year. Without that sustained investment, we might not be standing here today to announce transit-oriented development, because there might not have been much high-capacity transit to orient the development around. The NFTA, its 1,600 employees, and the 60,000 riders who use our system every day have been the beneficiaries in very real and tangible ways of Congressman Kennedy's foresight and determination. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
The state of New York and we here in Buffalo are in a housing quality and affordability crisis. Governor Kathy Hochul's Executive Order 30 is a challenge to state agencies and authorities to look at their real estate holdings and ask, of the land we already control, where might we put more housing? To help address this crisis, with the cooperation and support of our colleagues in city government, the NFTA is rising to this challenge. This project, those largely vacant lots over there, are clearly not the highest and best use of this valuable land, made more valuable by the ability to get to and from one end of Main Street and the other, as well as to the Tonawandas by dedicated bicycle and pedestrian path. The LaSalle Station equitable transit-oriented development will drive more than $100 million in investment and create more than 300 units of new housing right here on Main Street. The NFTA will use this federal funding created by the Biden-Harris administration's bipartisan infrastructure law to support significant steps forward for our DL&W and LaSalle Station equitable development projects. We are grateful to Congressman Kennedy for his leadership and support, and to Senators Schumer and Gillibrand and the Biden-Harris administration for this investment in Buffalo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad Darren brought up that $100 million investment, actually now $126 million investment. Over the last 6 years, there has been a capital investment into the NFTA light rail. It was a premier piece of the work that I was able to accomplish as the chair of transportation in the New York State Senate. It started 6 years ago in January 2019. We were able to deliver $100 million, a five-year capital plan. That money has all been spent down. Just this past budget year, we were able to secure another $26 million to build on the initial five-year investment of $100 million, and there's still more to come, and there's still more needed. But the point is that $126 million is invested into the light rail transit system to stabilize it, to maintain it, to grow it, to enhance it for the riders. And this $600,000+ is part of an extended vision for transit-oriented development around the community that's going to help our community continue to grow, continue to prosper, and continue the momentum that has already begun. So I'm pleased that you brought that up. Thank you, Darren. And again, to my colleague, Rashid Wyatt from the University District, this is a true partnership. And my friends at the NFTA and the City of Buffalo are helping to drive that vision of Western New York forward. So with that, happy to take any on-topic questions.
So can you explain what's going to happen here, like, in more detail? Are we envisioning right here the affordable housing? And where does the $625,000 help? Is that in the planning of this?
That's exactly right. So this $600,000+ is going to go exactly into planning, creating a private-public partnership and the vision forward for the community. This is really seed money for this site specifically. What we envision is residential, affordable housing development, commercial development, businesses and growth, as you see in other transit-oriented developments across the nation. And the point is, when you have a system for public transportation that's working and that we're investing in, it creates other opportunities. And so this funding is directly through the NFTA that will help to continue the growth that's been created here, as the councilman outlined, in the community. You have new residential houses across the street, new residential buildings right on Main Street, a thriving commercial district, and investment in the infrastructure. This is continuing the growth and momentum with that. Darren, did you want to comment on anything else on the vision?
Yeah, thank you.
What's the need for affordable housing? Any idea what range we're talking
about? Well, that's all part of the planning process, and with the public-private partnership that will be created out of this seed money that we're investing into the vision forward. It'll be community-driven, and it's really giving opportunities for people to put their roots down in the heart of the city of Buffalo and our residential neighborhood, and to grow their families and grow the community at the same time.
And then we could explain on the component where this money is going towards DLNW as well.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about DLNW? What's going on down there?
I can, yep. As the congressman mentioned, we're wrapping up work on a new metro rail station at DLNW. And there's excess in that station provided to the second floor of the facility, which is the primary development opportunity. So this will, again, help, just like here, with the public-private partnership piece, further community engagement and assistance with for the NFTA in realizing that development from the planning side.
And I mean, this is exciting stuff. Look, the DLNW terminal development, that's about a $60 million investment that's happening right at Canalside. It's going to reinvent the downtown corridor. It's going to reinvent Canalside. It's going to bring public access and development and a real spirit of forward thinking and momentum to continue down right in the entertainment district, the Cobblestone District, and Canalside, part of the city of Buffalo. So this is just continued investment, continued growth, strategic investment and growth, and we're seeing it in real time.
Yeah, the station part of the project is planned to be complete early next year, so we're looking forward to opening that station. The South Park Avenue piece in particular, we're coordinating with the city on access there. And then once the station is open, we can start work on the development project, which will provide a four-season space, really, for events and activities. Arts, food, activities that can be complementary to everything going on at Canalside and the arena. So that development work will start after the station is complete early next year.
In terms of the time frame for something like this, just to get some scope, this helps begin the process, right? In terms of the NFTA, what would the thought be? How does that start? How long does it take? I'm assuming we don't have images of what this looks like yet, or do we have an idea of what you're hoping near. Can you take me through the process of the timing of what yeah. you spurred now with the 625,000?
Well, the exciting part and the great thing about the timing with this is that we have three proposals for development here at LaSalle Station. So we're just starting review with the city on those proposals. And we're excited to bring those back to the public and more community engagement, which this helps a lot with, within the coming months. And I think we can be, we'll be talking with that, on that project with you in the next couple months. We're excited to release those proposals.